Gaundy and Maz present the Op Shop Wedding.
Hey, next Friday, this time next week, 6 to 9, we're doing a wedding in an op shop. We locked it in yesterday to the Salvo's op shop.
It's going to be such a good time. So I hung out with the bride, Casey, yesterday. You hung out with the groom, Shannon, yesterday, and all of their buddies that are a part of this really special and amazing thing that they're going to be doing, getting married on our show next week. So we had very different things planned for the bucks and the hens. Mine, I felt the hens with Casey was... It was really cash and low key, which is what she wanted. It was her and all of her closest girlfriends who she dearly loves and she wants to spend time with. And we went to Pinot and Picasso and there were tipples and we did an art class together. And so when I got there, she introduced me to her squad.
So your maid of honour, Sarah.
Yes.
Who you've known for 12 years.
No, since we were 12.
Since you were 12.
20.
And you are 24, right? And you're 24.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So you know each other
11 years ago.
Since you were 12. Okay, who else have we got? Who else is here?
So we've got Jessie.
Hi, Jessie.
So I actually met her through her partner. So I used to work with her partner.
Lovely.
And we hit it off and...
Awesome.
And this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hello. Hi. I met Amy at Coles where we used to work together.
Oh, all the ladies.
Just a great, just a really solid, excellent bunch of girls. It was a really lovely, casual afternoon, except for when Jessie broke the table accidentally. That happens.
Yeah.
And then one of the girls did open a champagne bottle that went everywhere and scared the bejesus out of us because we were not expecting that.
This is the stuff that goes down at a hens or a bachelorette party.
Yeah. It's the best stuff. Mm. So we had lots of chats about the day and I was surprised to find out that Casey is not going to have a traditional wedding dress.
Have you got an idea of what you might want to wear? Like a style? Do you want a white dress? Do you care?
I'm not so into the white. I've had 3 kids. I'm not really.
Not traditional at all.
Do you think we get them from a pumpkin patch?
But, like, I've always liked the off-colour. I've liked anything,
okay,
but I'm really into, like, the puffy 80s sleep.
Oh, my God, yes!
Yeah.
That I do feel like it could be found at an op shop.
100%. Yeah. I think this is going to check out because Casey's not going to be getting her dress until we get to the op shop in 1 week's time.
That's a strange part for me, isn't it? Like, rocking up and not knowing what you're going to wear, and it's all down to what's there, and you've got to hope for the best.
Yeah, but she's channeling 80s vibes, and she signed off on my idea of me finding a suit with a top hat.
Okay, so
she's down with it. She was like, that's a great idea. You should wear that.
Do you know if all the ladies that were there yesterday are going to the wedding?
Oh, I didn't ask. I didn't do a group announcement and find out if people at the hens were not actually going to be there on the day.
I stupidly did. So I tried to break the ice when I got to the table for the guys.
Yeah.
And you're confronted with the bucks party and I go, oh, boys, how is everyone? I said, everyone coming to the wedding? And I'm expecting everyone to go, yeah. And I was met with, oh, nah, like these guys are, these guys aren't. And I was like, oh, my God, what
have
I done?
Is that because there's like a numbers thing because of COVID? Like we have to cap it at a particular number.
Yeah, so, yeah, we are limited on numbers, so not everyone can come. So the ice was broken early.
You're the best.
And I thought back to my bucks party and I was like, well, not everyone that came to that came to my wedding. So why would I ask that? I don't know.
Because you're a friendly guy.
Oh, I was just trying to break the ice.
Just trying to bro down.
But look, after that, we moved on from that. And we had a good time. Bay Road Brewing. So we did trivia last night. And there was a moment where Jimmy Love, who hosts the night, he's also going to be their celebrant, says, oh, I do a karaoke question and I get someone from the crowd to sing a karaoke song.
Amazing.
And of course, everyone said, it's the buck, Shannon, he's got to do it. He's a bit of a quiet sort of reserved kind of guy.
Yeah.
But we forced him to do it.
Of course he did.
And we picked the song for him.
Of course he did.
And he got up there and sung Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
There is just one thing I need.
And I got into it,
I don't care about the president. I'm gonna need the president.
It went off. It went off.
Of course you were singing along.
Yeah, I got into it.
I bet you did.
I got into it. So
I'm surprised that you didn't, when Jimmy Love said we do karaoke and I need a volunteer, that you were like, I'll just do it. I'm not the buck, but I'll do it.
Well, I did offer, and then I had to remember it's not about me, Maz. It's about Shannon the buck.
It can't always be about you, mate.
Not even on someone else's buck's day. But look, we all had fun. We all had fun, and we can't wait for this time next week because what is it now? It's 20 past eight. This time next week.
This will be the ceremony.
This is the ceremony.
Yeah.
This is when they're getting married.
Oh, wow.
So they will be married in a week's time on air with us. You're going to hear the whole thing.
So good.
Might get Shannon to sing again afterwards.
Nah, definitely not.
Nah, yeah,
don't
we'll
do
pass.
That.